There's a little bit of China in Texas. Everyone knows about the more famous features of Texas, the Alamo, NASA, barbecue. But hardly anyone, and this includes most Texans, knows that the only replica of China's Forbidden City in the United States is located right near Houston. Sarah Richards checked it out and sent this story.
When Texans see the sign on the highway that says Forbidden Gardens, they don't think of China. They think of something else.
With the name Forbidden Gardens, we do have, especially young teenage boys, think this is an after-hours strip joint.
Susan Miller is the weekend manager at Forbidden Gardens.
And we get calls every so often asking about the age you have to be to get in here, and we know automatically when that's asked that they have the wrong idea completely.
Forbidden Gardens isn't a strip club. It's actually an outdoor museum about ancient Chinese culture. It's located far out in Katy, the kind of Houston cookie-cutter suburb that's filled with strip malls. Walk in, and you see two big exhibits. One is a reproduction of Beijing's Forbidden City, with three-foot-tall buildings and little hand-painted figurines. The other is the burial tomb of China's first emperor. There's also a fountain, and the kind of music you hear at a Chinese restaurant plays over outdoor speakers. But music isn't the only thing that accompanies you on your visit.
All right, howdy, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. I'm going to be your tour guide today.
And with that, the tour begins with guide Kim Stevens taking visitors to the first exhibit. It's an incredibly huge burial pit representing the tomb of Emperor Qin, who ruled the Forbidden City during the 3rd century B.C., He was buried with thousands of clay soldiers in case of a showdown with his enemies in the afterlife.
There's several rows, and the first pit was actually buried in a marching formation. It's several football fields large, and if you keep following the soldiers to the back, you'll see Emperor Qin's statue, which is very small due to the distance so far away. Everything was made in China and shipped here.
Made in China. Nowadays, you might take those words for granted. But the staff at Forbidden Gardens don't.
Chinese artists put it together, painted them, in the case of like the Forbidden City and some of the other models, and they barged it over here in crates.
Marianne Schmidt is the general manager.
We actually opened a few months late because after they got some of the models over here, they realized they were all written in Chinese and in pieces, and nobody knew how to put them together. So
the owner, an eccentric Hong Kong millionaire, promised the Chinese government that if workers were allowed to come to Katy to set up the museum, he'd be sure that everyone went back to China afterwards. They did, and Forbidden Gardens opened in 1996. Guide Kim Stevens looks like Godzilla standing among the Forbidden City's miniature buildings. And at times, she sounds more like a Harlequin romance writer describing life there.
This area here is where the Emperor and the Empress slept. They slept apart because they were fearful that the Empress could kill the Emperor in his sleep.
It's that kind of insight into life in ancient China that makes current visitors like Tricia Royal thankful they weren't alive back then.
I didn't realize that the Chinese, who seemed to, you always seem to hear so much about them being peaceful, and yet they kind of didn't regard life too much, it doesn't seem. Well, they regarded their life if you're one of the chosen ones.
Most people don't know much about ancient China before coming here. They just know that for a few hours, they'll get a break from the normal Texas fare of country music and rodeos. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Richards.